This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed major state legislation responding to the COVID-19 pandemic. The governor's action yesterday came just a few hours after the state's Senate okayed a measure the assembly passed on Tuesday. The bill follows a federal package Congress authorized a few weeks ago that'll bring $2 billion to Wisconsin. The state measure makes more than 50 changes to Wisconsin health care and the economy. But just as in the Assembly, there was controversy in the Senate. Senate Democratic Minority Leader Jennifer Schilling tried to get the Republican majority to approve an amendment that would have okayed more financial help and protective gear for frontline workers in medicine and other jobs.
The amendment that is before us, our First Amendment, provides immediate relief to hospitals and to our frontline emergency responders so they can continue to serve and protect our communities.
Republicans tabled, meaning they rejected the amendment. Next, Milwaukee State Senator Chris Larson spoke in favor of allowing absentee ballots to go to all registered voters in Wisconsin for the August and November elections. The Democrat referred to photos during in-person voting April 7th of Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss wearing protective gear while serving as a poll worker and declaring it was safe to vote.
I think we saw the national embarrassment. Hopefully people have seen the echoes of that.
But GOP senators blocked the voting language, too. Republicans also shot down a move to try to expand Governor Evers' emergency powers if there's another pandemic. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald of Dodge County spoke in favor of the main bill that passed the Assembly. The Republican offered highlights, including that there will be a suspension of the state's one-week wait for unemployment benefits.
It provides relief to those who unexpectedly find themselves out of work. It provides emergency fund to the Joint Finance Committee of $75 million so that we can react to unforeseen challenges that may not be covered by the federal assistance. It captures hundreds of millions of additional federal dollars that will go towards health care for our state's most vulnerable populations.
Though Democrats say they worry Republicans won't agree to meet in session again this year, Fitzgerald seemed to leave the door open to more action.
This bill is imperfect, and it might be the first bill of a number that we are going to have to pass in the legislature.
Due to COVID-19 concerns, Fitzgerald and most of the other senators were not in a meeting room at the Capitol. Two Milwaukee Democrats who took part from other locations, Lena Taylor and Tim Carpenter, said the GOP blocked them from speaking. Here's Carpenter trying to get the attention of Republican Senate President Roger Roth during a roll call vote, and Roth cutting him off.
I wish to be recognized, Mr. President, and you're ignoring my...
Senator from the 3rd, we are going to move on.
In signing the bill, Governor Evers said it's finally a step in the right direction, but adds there's much more work to be done. Evers said this week that his social distancing orders that have closed businesses and schools as a way to reduce the spread of COVID-19 may have to be extended beyond April 24th. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.